A timeline now of what we know so far about the one hijacked aircraft that did not crash into a building yesterday. 8:01 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, United Airlines Flight 93 leaves Newark International Airport in New Jersey. Flight 93 rises over northern New Jersey heading west. It crosses the state of Pennsylvania. Then the Boeing 757 enters airspace controlled by the FAA tower in Cleveland, Ohio. It is now more than an hour after the trip began. Flight 93 changes course. It heads due south. Minutes later, it takes a turn to the southeast. It is now on a line that, if extended, would take it to Washington, D.C. Around 9:50 a.m. Eastern Time, a phone rings in San Francisco. Alice Hoglund's son, Mark Bingham, is calling from Flight 93.
And I got on the phone. I heard Mark's voice. He said, "Mom, this is Mark Bingham." He was so flustered, I guess, giving me his last name. And he said, "I just wanted to let you know that I love you." I told him, "We love you, Mark." And he said, "I'm on a flight, and there are three guys that have taken over the flight, and they say they have a bomb. And I'm calling you from the airphone on the plane." The phone went dead after a few seconds. I got the impression that he was being distracted badly by something going on around him. I didn't hear anything except the sort of confusion. I didn't hear any explosions, any yelling, just voices. And then he seemed quite distracted about something. He repeated that he loved us. He emphasized to me that what he was telling me was true. I told him I believed him, that we loved him, and the phone went dead.
At 9:58 a.m. in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, Dispatch Supervisor Glenn Kramer of the Westmoreland County Public Safety Department answers his phone. A caller says, "We are being hijacked. We are being hijacked. This is no hoax." Another call, this one from passenger Thomas Burnett to his wife Dina in San Francisco. He is reported to have said, "I know we're all going to die. There's three of us who are going to do something about it." 10 a.m., Cleveland air traffic controllers warn a small airport near Johnstown, Pennsylvania, that a large aircraft is making unusual low-level maneuvers and is headed their way. Then Flight 93 changes course a final time. It now heads due south. At 10:06 a.m. in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, Paula Pluta looks out her window and sees a jet low in the sky.
And it just nosedove sharper than a 45-degree angle into the ground, and a huge fireball came up out over the trees. It was probably about 100 feet above the tree line, so it was almost like somebody had taken control of the controls and nosedove it into the ground purposely.
Nearby, Mike and Amy Merringer are out on mountain bikes. They rush home and drive to the scene. They see trees knocked down. There is no one to save. There is now virtually no airplane at all, only a hole gouged into a hillside where machines once stripped coal from the earth. It is 8 feet deep and 15 feet long. 38 passengers, 5 flight attendants, 2 pilots gone. The aircraft and all it held reduced to pieces no larger than a telephone book. Today, more than 24 hours later, a 2-mile square area in southeastern Pennsylvania is cordoned off. Federal and regional authorities search for evidence and for the flight voice and data recorders and for some sign that perhaps a struggle did take place in the cockpit. This is NPR News.